I'd like you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. This morning, I'm going to give you a post-election briefing. That's what the Lord instructed me to do. There's some things that we need to talk about, some scriptures. And we need to see where we are right now and where we're going, where we're headed. And what the Lord had me start off with was this scripture here. And I had such a great time yesterday and early this morning, putting all of this together for you. It's like baking a cake. We're going to eat it right now. But the Lord started out with this 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. And in the King James Version, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." That's where he had me start on this, because it is very easy after what we've been through last week to carry the care, wonder about the future, what's going to happen, what's going to take place. And then he brought me over to the Amplified translation of verse 7, and it says, "Casting the whole of your care," listen to this, "all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully." So during this time, we have to remember who our source is and the fact that we do not carry the care or the worry about what is going to take place, what is going to happen, how is this thing going to play out. Say this after me, I refuse to carry the care. That not only applies to this election, it applies to everything else in our lives, everything that's going on in this most amazing year of 2020. All of the things that are taking place. I'm telling you, it's a big finish this year. Big finish. Big finish at the goal line of 2020, the end of 2020. And as we go into 2021, the year of the local church. Come on now. That's exciting. I'll remind you of something that the Lord reminded me of, something that a word came through Brother Copeland during the Southwest Believers Convention 10 years ago, August the 6th. And listen to what the Lord said through him. "The world is in serious trouble, but for the household of faith and those that will cling to my word, you can stand in your place, you can worship, and you can praise in the face of hell itself. And you can praise yourself into a place where you say, everything is going to be all right." So I've just been saying that to myself. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. And the Lord continued to say through him, "You'll have to make a stand, but you'll have to fight the good fight of faith. But when did you not ever have to do that? Don't feed fear and trouble into your life and into your mouth. Quit living in that house. Get back on over here in the household of faith. Feed on my word, praise and worship and preach the word. Everything is going to be all right." So the Lord wanted me to remind you of that this morning. Put your hand over your heart. Say this after me, "Father,
Father,
I roll the care of this election
over on you.
I refuse to carry the worry, anxiety, or concern. It is not mine to carry. I refuse to fear. I choose to walk in victory. My heart is established in you." So as I was praying yesterday, and I was, every so often I'd go online, I'd read some different things, and I found out something that really ministered to me. You see, President Trump and all that he's going through and everything that's taking place, he played golf yesterday. And that really blessed my heart that he played golf yesterday. Well, we talked about my heart being established. Our hearts need to be established, rooted and grounded in him. Look at the 112th Psalm. 112th Psalm. And this is so important to us. Because no matter what is happening around us, no matter what is being said around us, we have the victory. We're already walking in it. We've already won. Jesus already won. And what God started in this nation, He's going to continue it. It's going to continue. It'll continue on. In 112th Psalm, verse 1, to begin with, it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delights greatly in His commandments." Two things there. First of all, what we have to do is honor the Lord. That's what that fear word means. Honor Him. Honor Him and glorify Him. And we do that by delighting greatly in His commandments, or you could really say, who gives the Word of God first place in our lives. To look to the Word of God, to make that the source of whatever we need during the times that we are going through. He is our source. He is our victory. And He will feed us with His Word as we feed on the Word of God. And when you feed on the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God, our faith grows and it gets stronger. Say, my faith is strong.
My faith is strong.
Getting stronger every day. As a result of delighting greatly in His Word and honoring the Lord, then we find in verse 6, "Surely He shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies." And I take a scripture like that and I make it personal. I take it personally. Surely I will not be moved forever. I'm in everlasting remembrance. I shall not be afraid of evil tidings. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is established. I shall not be afraid until I see my desire upon my enemies. In Acts 20:24, it says, "None of these things move me." Well, what about the election outcome? None of these things move me. What about what's going on? None of these things move me. I'm standing firm on the Word of God because I am more than a conqueror. It says in Romans 8:37, you can write these scriptures down. You can put them down. You can meditate on them. 112 Psalm, verses 1 and then 6 through 8, Acts 20:24, Romans 8:37, the Amplified Translation. "Yet amidst all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us." I love that scripture. That so feeds me, that so builds me up, especially with what's going on around it. In the middle of all that's taking place, we are more than conquerors and we gain that surpassing victory through Him who loved us. There's an assurance of His love for us. Turn quickly over to Ephesians chapter 6. These are all scriptures that the Lord was dictating to me. And this particular scripture has been one that I've been meditating for over a month now. I've been going over it and over it and over it, along with some other scriptures that I've been meditating on. But Ephesians 6 and verse 10, then we'll read verse 14. It says in the Amplified Translation, "In conclusion, be strong in the Lord." See, I've been meditating on that phrase, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I am strong in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. And I don't know, maybe the Lord was preparing me for what was coming up in the election, but I've been doing this for over a month, just declaring this over my life, over myself. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Say that after me. I am strong in the Lord,
I am strong in the Lord,
and in the power of His might.
In the power of His might.
The Amplified Bible, though, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with Him. Be empowered through your union with Him. The book of Proverbs tells us that a strong spirit will sustain a man in bodily pain or injury. The stronger your spirit is, the more you are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And how do you get strong in the Lord? You read His Word, you digest His Word, you act on His Word, you put the Word of God first place. You put it ahead of Fox News. Actually, you just turn off Fox News. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. And then in verse 14, it says in the Amplified, stand therefore, hold your ground. Hold your ground. 2 Corinthians 2:14, I'll read it to you from the Amplified. 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph. Always, always, always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. So we maintain a stand of faith. Say this after me. We maintain our stand of faith for our righteous nation. We stand in faith, believing for every unborn child. We stand in faith as Israel's strongest ally. We stand in faith for God's plan for marriage. We stand in faith for the Supreme Court. We stand in faith for the great awakening in our nation. Praise God right now. But Pastor George, the media called the election for Joe Biden. It's over. What a crowd you are. I like what Pastor Terry said just a little while ago. Nobody died and made the media king. Not all the media called the election. There is, since we're no longer watching Fox, I'm telling you, there's more to that. There's a lot more to that. Just things that we've heard, things that we know, some behind the scenes things. And we found this, you're probably familiar with it, Newsmax. You're familiar with Newsmax? Well, we're still watching it. We just started watching it the other day. And it was interesting because the next day I was online and this article popped up from Newsmax and it said, we're not calling the election for Biden. I thought, well, look at that. Everybody else is. Everybody else is. They're having a heyday out there in the media. Everybody's so proud that they've called this election for Joe Biden. And Newsmax gave the simplest explanation, and I quote, at this time, Newsmax is not calling Joe Biden the winner. The election remains very close, and President Trump continues to contest results in several states. All votes should be counted. The media should not make the determination of the winner under these circumstances. That's reasonable. That's fair. That's right. I read a recent post. It simply said, did something happen overnight that replaced the Electoral College with media organizations? The media has no authority to call an election. Someone sent this to me. This is excellent. Let me read it to you. Vote totals must be certified through each Secretary of State. When there are legal challenges, the cases must work their way through the court system. It's highly probable that the current legal challenges will end up in the Supreme Court, taking time to complete. The media knows this. Joe Biden knows this. It is premature and irresponsible for the Biden campaign to claim victory, knowing there are numerous legal challenges and states have not certified results. This is ignoring the rule of law. This is also psychological positioning. You know, right in the middle of Pastor Terry praying in the last service, it just rose up on the inside of me. I didn't say it then, but I'm saying it now, that the media has absolutely overplayed their hand. As well as other organizations. If you will, the media is overacting. They're overacting. They're overreacting. But it's coming down. It's coming down the line. It's coming down the pipeline. And we literally saw overnight a change, a shifting in the media. A shifting in the media. How important it is that we have the Victory Channel that we have. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In these last however many 30 or so seconds that we were praising the Lord for this, I sensed a shift. I sensed a shift here at KCM, EMIC, KCBC Victory. I sensed a shift. And I sensed, you know, we've been talking about a news bureau and talking about getting news out there in the spirit of faith. How to do that? And I believe the Lord shifted us into this role and this position a lot faster than we thought, with the anointing, though, we were able to carry that out. And I talked to more people, several people anyway, but I think this is pretty prevalent that people are going back and forth between Victory and Fox. Victory and Fox, and one individual told me, they don't even go to church here, but they told me, they said, I was going back and forth from Victory to Fox, and finally I couldn't stand it anymore. They said it was so depressing over at Fox. She said, I had to get back over and get encouraged. So you can see, though, there's been a shift in the media, and it's a psychological positioning. The more the media makes a false statement, the easier it is for people to accept it later, or harder for people to accept a different outcome. But we need to keep in mind, our God is great. Our God is greater. He's got a greater voice. And I knew as we were working our hardest to get on DirecTV, we got on DirecTV right after the convention. And I knew we had to be on DirecTV before this election took place. So there is a voice out there. There's a voice speaking truth in faith and encouraging people in the midst of this. So it's a psychological positioning. And then something else too, remember, Vice President Al Gore thought he was president for 37 days until December 13th, 2000, when he conceded defeat to George Bush. Where are we today? Where are we today? Well, the administration has begun legal action against Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada. Recounts are taking place in Georgia and in Wisconsin. There are still 3 seats to be decided in the Senate and 7 seats to be decided in the House. And all fraud and corruption will be exposed. It will be exposed. That is what is at the root of this. I was talking to somebody in between services. They let me know that there's somebody from another state that was sent 4 mail-in ballots. We have now proof of people who were born in 1900 who voted for Joe Biden. How many of them do we know? 1,000 of them, average age 123. Most of them born on the same day. Ha ha ha! Ha ha! Luke 8:17 from the Amplified, "For there is nothing hidden that shall not be disclosed, nor anything secret that shall not be known or come out into the open." Job 5:12 and 13, New Living Translation, "He frustrates the plans of schemers, so that the work of their hands will not succeed. He traps the wise in their own cleverness, so their cunning schemes are thwarted." Again, the word from the Lord that came 10 years ago through Brother Copeland, it's so alive today. The Lord said there are politicians, so-called business people, thieves, and all kinds of demonic people that are trying to take advantage of my people during a confusing time. Now, someone might say, that's 10 years ago. Some of this stuff has been in the works from before that. They have been plotting. They have been planning. They've been innovating, and they've been trying to come up with ways to cheat. But the Lord said, there are people trying to take advantage of my people during a confusing time. And then the Lord, you can hear His voice. I'm telling you right now, and you can write it down, and you can know for sure, I won't put up with it, and I will stop them from doing such a thing. The Lord said, you are going to see some things happen. Fear not. I have my eye on them. They will go so far and no further. Their end is already determined. I will not put up with it. I will not put up with it. They pushed me and invited me out of their lives and in their thinking. There are many people that are at the forefront of the news in this hour that I've already turned over to a disobedient, reprobate mind. I am the Lord God, and I will not have my people run roughshod. Whatever corruption and fraud there is, we're getting to the bottom of it, and there is no media head that can stop it. When you come face to face with God in His anger, it is an awesome thing. It is an awesome thing. In that same voice that the Lord was speaking that, I heard that voice on Wednesday, November 4th, as we were taping the live broadcast of the America Stands election coverage. That next day, that morning, We were listening to Rodney Howard Brown minister to us live, praying for us. And as he was praying for us, I could feel the anger of the Lord rising up in that same voice, the same voice that you heard there. And the Lord said, I am not happy with what you are doing to my nation. Now, he wasn't talking to me. He was talking through me. I am not happy with what you, and who are the yous? The politicians, so-called business people, thieves, and demonic people. That's who he's talking about. I'm not happy with what you're doing to my nation and to my man. You know, President Trump has declared that he is a non-denominational Christian. He, like the rest of us, qualify for persecution. And that's why we're seeing an inordinate amount of persecution towards this president, because he is a man who is seeking God. People disagree. There's a lot of fights going on Facebook right now. Just know, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not reading what you're saying. I'm not hearing what you're saying. I'm just saying what the Lord is having me to say. But that he has made that decision, and he's done things. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. He gave an executive order for the Johnson Amendment to back down and let us have the freedom to speak. And you and I went through all of this last week. We went through all of the things that he's done for religious freedom. After one, after another. So the Lord's saying, I'm not happy with what you're doing to my nation and to my man, President Trump. He has yielded to me, and he's endeavoring to follow my word. And then, what I saw in my spirit, I saw the Lord roll up his sleeves. And he simply said, watch me work. Watch me work. I received an email this week from Newsweek. They had already heard what I said, and they wanted me to do an interview with them and tell me what work the Lord is going to do. Honestly, I really don't have an answer for them, except watch him work. Watch him work. There was a scripture that Pastor Greg gave to me in Habakkuk. You don't have to turn over there. Let me read it to you from the modern version. And in verse 5, it's talking about God. And it says, look among the nations and watch. Look among the nations and watch. Wonder and be amazed. For I'm doing a work. I'm doing a work in your days that the world that you would not believe, though it were told you. So that's what the Lord said. He said, watch me work. Watch me work. And I really do believe that together we are working with heaven. This service is part of that. This service is part of watching the Lord work, because he doesn't want corruption and fraud in this nation. It is being rooted out. It is being torn down. All I want is a fair election. That's all we want. That's all we want is a fair election. That's what we're looking for. And so what we do in times like this, We pray. And we pray in faith. And on Friday, Pastor Terry received a text from her dad forwarding something that Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann sent to him. Have you enjoyed Michelle Bachmann on the Victory Channel? What a blessing. What a blessing she is to us. And what a voice she carries. She's well aware of the political realm. And I'm telling you guys, she knows some of the things that are going on behind the scenes. She knows. But she's also a woman of the Spirit. And a bold woman at that, who is not afraid to speak the truth in the Word and those things that are going on. Well, she sent this to Brother Copeland in the aftermath of the election. What is going on in the battleground states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada is nothing short of wicked. It is now time for the body of Christ to step up, knowing that our prayers avail much. The intent of sharing these five strategic prayer points is to mobilize a mighty intercessory prayer army. And I'm going to ask Pastor Terry if you would please come up here. And what we're going to do is we are going to pray these strategic prayer points. You and I are going to use our faith together over this. And we are going to follow the Lord in it.
Praise the Lord. Something that I wanted to say before we pray is that we pray in faith. We pray in faith. You understand that the people of faith have such a responsibility in this. And when I say people of faith, I'm talking about you. People that know how to use their faith and know how to engage it on purpose. So there are plenty of Christians out there right now, some who are concerned and fearful. And I mean, we're all paying attention and we're all concerned in the sense that we have the responsibility to watch over this. But there are others also who are taking the opportunity to attack. There have been way too many Christians uninformed with what the Word says. And they're caught up in more of a Christianism than they are in a Christian walk. And by that, I mean that they don't understand what the Word says about these things and have been very pro-liberal. And so much in the social media world right now is saying things like, so where are your prophets now? I've never heard so many prophets speak up about people I had never heard of before, that suddenly I've got people sending me things that they've said and listening, and the witness of the Spirit is on it. And some that have been saying things for years, some many years, some before there ever was a word of Donald Trump running for president and that he would be the president, some calling him by name, others by description. And so when people start to say, well, yeah, what about your prophets now? And I've heard of others. And you know, the thought runs across everybody's mind. Did we miss it? It's possible. But when you see that many, you have to go then to the Word of God. And what does the Word say? 2 Chronicles 20:20, trust in God, so shall you be established. Mm-hmm. As pastor's already read to us. That's the foundation. Trust in God. Trust in God, so you'll be established. Then believe his prophets, so shall you prosper.
Yes.
You have to trust in God, first of all, for the Peter calls the Bible a more sure word of prophecy. So we go to that first.
Yes.
But if we're established on that, then we have the faith to understand and discern what prophets are saying. And when we have so many, that may seem unusual to you, but it's not unusual in Scripture. And not unusual in the Jewish mindset towards Scripture, because they say there were thousands and thousands of prophets at a time. We're only familiar with the ones that made the Scriptures. And they give reason for that as well. So it's important that we understand that what's being said has to be founded on the Word, and you have to be founded on the Word. Then we get the Word from prophets that help us to discern and to know how to stand. What do prophets do most of all? They put words in our mouths. They give us the exact words to say that line up in the day and the hour that line up with the Word of God. And the other thing is to feed your faith. Because the people of faith are having to carry this thing for the others who are distraught, the others who are uninformed, the others who are liberal, if you will, and don't understand the consequences of what they're voting for. Socialism, Marxism, all these other things that are so wicked and dangerous, and the scripture is very clear about. So feeding your faith is not only for yourself, but also your faith, my faith, our faith together is the engine to help the plan of God continue to unfold. In 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul told Timothy, he said, use the prophecies that I have delivered to you, and by them wage the good warfare. So that lets us know that the word of the Lord, whether it's the scripture or the operation of the gift of the Spirit or the ministry gift of a prophet to the body of Christ, they're not going to come to pass without a standing in your life. And if you think that living by faith means you'll never have opposition, then you really should read your Bible. There was a lot of opposition. And what we have record of in the 11th chapter of Hebrews are the ones that overcame. And by faith, 23 times, by faith. And why are they listed by faith? Because they overcame. They overcame tremendous opposition. And the apostle Paul, one of the leaders among them all, and what he overcame, persecution, shipwreck, stonings, beatings, being abandoned by everyone. So we are not a people who expect to just float through life on flowery beds of ease, as Brother Hagin would say. But rather, we are fierce. And the Lord says, when he's talking about faith in Isaiah, he says, I will harden you to difficulties, and I will make you like a sharp threshing instrument which has teeth wherewith you will beat the mountains down.
Yeah.
So Mark 11 gives us and tells us with the words of our mouth, we are a threshing instrument. We are whipping those mountains down.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. So a couple of things to update you as we pray, Lord. Pastor George, that someone sent me a text here that they've just announced 450,000 ballots over three states that had no down ballot votes on them at all that were strictly Biden in a batch. And they've collected those from three different locations. The election officials are now collecting those ballots. That's a lot of ballots. Just that one suspicion. So, and then also we want to praise the Lord because 13 women were elected, pro-life women were elected to the House of Representatives. Praise God. Nancy Pelosi's worst nightmare is a bunch of women that ain't putting up with this anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. So these prayer points, I want you to stand with us right now. We're going to go through this together. Prayer point number one, expose and hold accountable those who practice the seven things God hates and he says are detestable to him. According to Proverbs 6, 16 and 17, there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community.
So as we pray, we're focusing on these seven states, though there are others that there are many suspicious things. And so we are believing for our president and all his legal teams and in all these states and for the church to rise up, that wherever there is fraud, but in particular Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask and pray over these states and over all these United States that you would silence every lying tongue. Take the strength out of their mouth and convict the hearts of those who devise wicked plans, who've assisted wicked plans. Cause them to come forward and to confess that, Lord, instead of speaking lies, they spill forth the truth where they can't help, but reveal and show intended plans. Thank you, Lord, that you nullify the working of evil and that you stop those plans that intended to nullify the will of the voters. Stop those who would be quick to rush to evil. Stop those the media, Lord, that runs to evil, loves to report evil, loves to side with evil. Business people who have funded evil, Lord, stop them in the name of Jesus and expose every false witness, expose every false ballot, expose every lying operator in Jesus' name. Everyone operating under a cloud of deceit, thwart their efforts, to everyone who attempts to stir up violence in their community, stir up strife, stir up turmoil, spreads discord. In the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit, and your efforts will be fruitless and come to nothing in Jesus' name.
Prayer point number two. Expose all wickedness intended to steal, kill, and destroy the electoral process in these battleground states.
Father, we thank you that we have the word of the Lord, that it is the thief who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. And there are some who are of their father, the devil. But we thank you that we stand on the other side of that line with Jesus, who came to give life and to give it in abundance. So we are asking you, Lord, in all these states, that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would reveal every move of darkness to steal, every work of the deceiver to kill, every maneuver, Lord, of wickedness to destroy the electoral process in all of these states. And in Jesus' name, swallow it up with truth. Swallow it up with light. Swallow it up with life. Swallow it up in your nature, Lord. Let Jesus be Lord in every situation, in every vote, Lord. Let the righteous vote stand in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Prayer point number three. Frustrate those who seek to steal, kill, and destroy the electoral integrity and authentic, accurate vote counts in these battleground states.
It's important to note that if we don't stand for this now, who knows how many generations it could take, if ever, to restore a valid electoral process.
Must be done.
It must happen.
Get my house in order.
Yes, the word of the Lord in 2017 was get the house in order.
Get our house
in order. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We saw you operate in the word of God. We saw how you helped David. You helped Joshua. You helped Moses. You helped Hezekiah. You helped them, Lord. And you helped them with the assistance of angels. You helped them by frustrating the plans of the enemy. You helped them supernaturally. You built up the armies, Lord. You gave them wisdom. You gave them battle strategy. You gave them plans, and we thank you, sir, that once again, the righteous God of all the earth, the righteous judge of all the earth, the righteous king of the United States of America has moved his armies into place. The armies of angel hosts and the armies of your people, Lord. And we thank you, sir, in the name of Jesus, that you frustrate every plot. You know, no weapon formed against this election, no weapon formed against this nation, no weapon formed against the church, no weapon formed against righteous voters in the name of Jesus will prosper, but in the name of the Lord Jesus, the will of God will be done in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, in North Carolina, in Arizona, in Nevada, and across this land in Jesus' name.
Wherever else.
exposed in Jesus' name.
Wherever else.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every election, presidential, House, Senate, governors,
the whole thing,
state
whole
legislatures, thing, mayors, city councils,
every state, every bit of it.
We demand a righteous vote.
Thank you, Jesus. I'll mention two things before point number four. I'm seeing something where this election coverage is concerned, and I said this, I believe, on the broadcast at one point. But it's not only information. I'm seeing revelation. Revelation is coming out of that. As we stand here right now, there's revelation about this. There are secrets. Daniel, secrets. Secrets that are coming out that the Lord is giving us privy to that we need to pray about. Things being said. It amazes me. Some of the things that Pastor Terry says and prays, what she said in the last service, you talked about, and I had not had this thought about a redo election. Redo the election. Because they find out that it is so corrupt, it's beyond. It's beyond.
What we prayed in there is if it would all the way, if it be God's will, all the way to include that. That's not asking for that. We're asking for His will, but whatever it takes.
Yep, absolutely. Now, point number four, frustrate and thwart the plans of those who attempt to sabotage the state's election laws and subvert the express will of the people. Tell them about Clark County in Nevada.
Well, it's federal law that state laws regarding elections cannot be changed except through the legislative process. Okay, so that goes across the whole United States. Now, those state laws change from state to state, but nobody can change them except the legislature. And so across in many states, we had judges and county officials just deciding to change things. Just so in Nevada, in Las Vegas, there, was it Clark County?
Clark County.
The judge decided just to leave the polls open a few more hours, only in that county. Not okay. And we just decide we'll count votes 6 days past the election.
No.
So there was a lot of that going on, which invalidates the votes that come in after that. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've given us your word in Job chapter 5, verse 12. And we're asking you, sir, to capture. We're asking you to capture those that are wise in their own conceits, and that you would capture them in their plans, in their shrewdness, and that you would thwart them, that you would thwart their intentions to sabotage and to subvert state and federal election law in the name of Jesus, and that the expressed will of the people in these states, in these counties, in these cities, Lord, would come to light. And according to your word, Lord, in Psalm 5, we're asking you, Lord, to hold them guilty by their own devices let them suddenly fall. Let them suddenly fall. We're asking for suddenly, Lord. We're asking for suddenlies. We're calling for suddenlies. Suddenly, sudden discoveries, sudden judgments, sudden corrections, sudden enlightenments. Sudden. Lord, like the light switch coming on, suddenly it shows up. Suddenly we see. And Lord, I'm asking you to reveal not only the surface deceptions, but I'm asking you to take this all the way to the core and the root of this, no matter how far back or who it goes to. I'm asking you to bring it to the light in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was one of the words that said, I didn't read that one. Pastor George, this would be a good one that came in 2011.
Oh, yeah. I want that one.
Let me read this. This was through Brother Copeland in 2011. You wait and see. You'll see all kinds of things begin to float to the surface, praise God.
Oh, yes.
You'll see the power of the Lord begin to float to the surface and begin to bring things out in the open that the devil didn't want anybody to see. But you wait and see what happens on the wave of that flood.
Come
for
on.
It begins, the flood of the Spirit, begins to wash in as well as wash out. Because where all the junk washes out,
yep.
all the good stuff
yep.
will wash in.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the
Lord.
And no, we keep praying these things? Because with every prayer, there's another layer. There's so many times we quit too soon. So even with a sign of victory, praise the Lord, it's not over until it's over.
No, that's right. That's
and even,
right.
I don't even mean just the election. I'm talking about the washout,
the
wash clean out.
It's the washout.
There are things that we know, and yet what? They never make it to the court. They never make it, but it's time. It's time. It's time for some,
yeah.
it's time for some upheavals. Hallelujah.
Yep. Prayer point number 5, according to Psalm 512, pray for the protection and favor of President Trump. He's still our president right now, so we pray for him.
Yes, we do. Oh, my Father, how we lift him to you. We worship you, Lord, for his life. We thank you, Father, for that, of all that he is standing against in the spirit, all that he is standing against in legal world, all that he's standing against in the political world, all that he's standing against, Lord, in the venom that is spewed towards him. We plead the blood of Jesus, which far surpasses the work of all darkness combined. We thank you that we have the word of the Lord, and in Jesus' name we stand in faith for his peace of mind, for his wellness of body, and Lord, for strengthen his inner man by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, that you have words of wisdom for him, that you have words of godly counsel for him.
Thank you,
and
Lord,
just like we see through the scripture, you had prophets and apostles and people with the word of God, but you also had godly counselors, godly people to Deshtekei. And so we ask you to anoint them. Anoint lawyers, anoint all of those that are working to do the bidding of the righteousness in this nation.
Jesus.
Pray for his family. We pray for the vice president.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for all those involved. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Now let me read this to you. This is the 2020 word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. And this is very interesting in the light of all that we're talking about. The Lord says, my dream is the continued rebirth of this nation. It has already begun, and it will continue. For you see, in these last days, I've taken over the politics of the United States. This is the only nation ever founded by a people specifically because they loved me and wanted to worship me. And I've never forgotten it, and I will never forget it. I am the God of this country.
Amen.
For in 2020, the continued rebirth of this nation is a surety. It is a good thing, and you'll see it come to a place that is more than you've ever dreamed or wanted in a place. This is mine. I promise you, and I give you my solemn word, saith the Spirit of grace. I know what to do with the Pharaohs. And these little politicians of today are so easy to deal with compared to the pharaohs of old. I know how to deal with politicians today. You hear me now. There's that same voice, that same anger. You hear me now. You understand what I'm saying. From the top of the world and all over the world, wherever there is a government, wherever there are people, wherever there is voting, wherever people cannot vote, I am there.
Hallelujah.
Wherever people seek my name, I am there. I hear the cries of my people. And then finally, certain lines have been drawn. Certain things that cannot be crossed. Certain things that cannot be changed. Other things that can be changed and will be changed. Certain lines have been attempted to be crossed, But they can't because they are established in my word and I know what I am doing.
Hallelujah.
Give God all of the praise and the glory and the worship for that.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before we go,